Happy Friday, everybody. It's been too long. Life has been a little bit crazy, and so I've been failing to talk about Funko on the station. And I've even neglected my personal station, so it's not just this. But we are back. My goal has been to always at least once a week give kind of like a Funko rundown of Funko news, products, and then maybe a couple times throughout the week, but not oversaturate you with just nonstop updates. I might try to get on here a little bit more, but I want to lead right into today's episode, and we have a call from Purnell, so check it out.
Hi, yes, my name is Purnell. I'm with the Purnell Podcast. Good to hear that there's a Funko podcast here on Anchor. I only collect Star Wars Funko Pops. They've gotten into the Hikaris, and now they're getting into the Mystery Minis, which I've started collecting some of the Mystery Minis, but I'm going to try to collect all of them, but that's about it. I only do the Funko Pop and the Mystery Minis. Can't really do. They've gotten into the Dorbs now, or about to get into the Dorbs. I won't do that, although I do like the Dorbs, but I can't do that. I can only stick with the Pops and the Mystery Minis, but it's good to hear you on here. We'll definitely be calling in more soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for the call in, Purnell. It is greatly appreciated, and I totally get it. When I first got into Funkos, the only ones that they were making, the only Pops they were making, I shouldn't say just Funkos, because they've made Wacky Wobblers for years, but when I first got into Pops, it was just the DC comic ones, so that's the only choices that I had to get was the DC comics, and I only got a few of those. I think only like maybe three: Superman, Robin, and Batman. And moved on from there, and didn't get anything for a while until the Star Wars started coming out. And I picked up a couple of those. And my Star Wars pop collection is actually much smaller than anything else. I pick and choose which Star Wars Pops or Funko period that I want to get, and I only get the ones that I really want. So other than the Smuggler's Bounty box, so it's typically, if it doesn't strike me, I'm not going to get it. So the new Last Jedi Pops just came out last week, and I picked up I picked up a General Leia, a Leia that was exclusive to Walmart. And then I picked up two versions of the Chewbacca holding the Porg. The FYE Flocked, and then the regular version. And that's probably all I'll get from that line. I may pick up a Rey, but that's probably going to be about it, other than whatever Funko sends me for the Smuggler's Bounty box. But I am really excited. In October, the Dorbs are coming out for Star Wars, and I'm going to jump on that. I love the Dorbs. I'm loving them more and more. Them and pint-sized heroes. But I totally respect a person like you, Purnell, that can stick to just one line and only one style, because I have... that's where my addictive personality comes in at, is when it comes to collecting things, I want to collect them all. So that's kind of... it's kind of hard for me. It makes me run a little low on the cash sometimes and run out of space. But you know what? That's just the way that the cookie crumbles in this case. But thank you for calling in, Purnell. I need to check out your station, and I hope we can have more conversation in the future. So since my absence, there have been a lot of Funko announcements, and I think I may have missed some from my last update, or I've already talked about them, and I'm going to talk about some of them again. I'm going to spread these announcements out over the next day or so. So please bear with me during this process. But the first thing that I want to talk about is the Christmas Pops. Christmas Funko items are being announced, and they started off with one of my childhood favorite movies, which sadly just doesn't hold up today for me, but I still love the characters from it, and that is the Home Alone Pops. So you're going to get Kevin McAllister, and you're going to get the two robbers. I cannot think of what their names are right now, so don't hate on me, but we're getting those in pop form. And I am so excited. It's a little bit of a pick-me-up from last year, because last year I watched Home Alone for the first time in a long time, and I was so disappointed watching the movie, because it just wasn't as good as I remember it being. Obviously, you know, with as much as technology has advanced, and just kind of looking back at the whole situation, the movie just doesn't work. But the pops look amazing. I'm definitely going to be picking these up. Hopefully you will be too. And like I said, we're getting a lot of Christmas announcements this year. So that's pretty exciting. And we will talk more about the Christmas announcements coming up. Okay, everybody. Continuing on with some of our Funko releases or announcements going forward for the Christmas season, is we have Wave 2 of Elf. The first wave of Elf came out, it's probably been at least 2 years, if not three, and it was just Buddy. They just released the one pop, and that was it. Now, I'm not a big fan of the movie Elf. I'm actually not a big Will Ferrell fan at all. But I do like these pops. So I will probably get a couple of them. I don't know if I'm going to get all of them. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things. After I see the full-out pops out there in the wild, it'll be that decision that I make at that point. Our third, technically, Christmas release that we're going to get is Krampus. Now, this isn't based off of any of the movies, from my understanding. This is just solely based off of the folk's tale of Krampus. And if I remember correctly, there are going to be four versions. So there's going to be a regular, there's going to be a flocked, there's going to be a flocked chase, and then there's going to be like an FYE exclusive that's made, and then a regular chase, I think. So five versions. There's going to be a lot of them. I don't know if they're going to be, I guess they're just going to be regular 3-inch pops, though I would love to see them do these at 6 inches. But we will see when those get released. More sports pops are coming out soon. They just recently announced Football Legends, which is pretty rad. Some new basketball pops, and some more hockey pops, along with hockey pint-sized heroes. Now, I'm going to be really interested to find out about these the hockey pint-sized heroes, just because I think they're pint-sized heroes. They might have been mini doors, but I'm pretty sure they're pint-sized heroes. I'm going to be really curious to see if they are released in the U.S. at all. We don't have much of appreciation for hockey here in the States for some reason. I love hockey, but I can imagine those are going to be more easily found in Canada. But I am excited to see them do more in sports. I would like to see I'd like to see the baseball players. I know, you know, that's one they haven't really touched. I know they did the MLB mascots, but they've not actually touched any of the MLB players. And it could just be a licensing issue that they're trying to get some licensing rights to the athletes. But I am excited to see what they're doing. I would love to see them do, you know, more. Maybe some special sets of feuds in tennis. I know that doesn't seem exciting, but I would love to get a Murray and Federer two-pack pop Funko Pops, because I know they have had a crazy bunch of matches on the court, and I would love to see that. And just think of all the things they can do with just the different, overall, with just the different sports and athletes. You know, we go into the Olympics, we all take some of the Olympic athletes and turn them into Funko Pops, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, I would love to see Funko really dig more in to sports, even though I'm not a big sports fan. I think it's definitely a market out there, and there are a lot of people that would jump on that. Some of the pops that are starting to show up in the stores now that were previously announced are Thor Ragnarok, the It pops, which have been out there. Just today, I finally found Bob Ross. He has not been super available. And we also have new Stranger Things pops have dropped in store, the new Harry Potter pops. And we are starting to see the Game of Thrones Rock Candy and Dorbs showing up in the stores. So if these are any of the lines that you were looking at getting your hands on, definitely get out there and pick them up. I did get the Daenerys Targaryen Rock Candy because I love the Rock Candies. I am going to get the Dorbs as they come out. It's just kind of trying to save and buy them at that time. Up until this point, there's not been a lot of Dorbs released for Game of Thrones that I'm aware of. I do know that there's been a couple Comic-Con packs, which I got the one from last year. Unfortunately, I missed the one for this year's Comic-Con, which was Brienne and Tormund. But I am excited to see what they do with Game of Thrones. And also, Dorb-wise, for all of you awesome, awesome Star Wars fans, we are going to start seeing these Star Wars Dorbs coming out. So if you're into that, definitely be on the lookout. I think the release date is October 27th. It's either the 27th or the 17th. I think it's the 27th because I did joke around with my mom that I was going to take that day off of work so I could go to the Disney store and pick them up. And lastly for today, and for probably for this week, is Funko has started announcing their New York City Comic-Con pops and releases. So, you know, NYCC is the next biggest Comic-Con that we really see that Funko really gets behind. So really right now they do releases for four Comic-Cons: the Emerald City, San Diego, New York, and Stanley's Kamikaze, which I think is now like the Stanley Comic-Con or whatever, or Anaheim Comic-Con or something like that. So we're getting ready, ramped up for New York Comic-Con. So far, maybe it's just me, some of the pops have not been super appealing. I know for the Stranger Things, I'm going to have to get out to the store so I can get my mom her Stranger Things pop, because she has that whole series, including the 11 Chase, which, she loves. But, yeah, right now they've not announced anything that I'm just like, oh, I've got to get that. I know that they announced the DC stuff, and most of the DC announcement were pretty underwhelming. There was a black chrome Batman, the 8-bit pixelated Batman. I was kind of like, okay, well, I might get that. But everything else, I didn't really see anything other than the 1966 Batman Dorbs that I would love to get my hands on. But that's it. Everything else, I've been like, oh, okay, well, that's kind of neat, but I really don't care. And that's where I'm still at right now. So hopefully they'll announce some better stuff. I know that there's some more stuff coming out in the next couple weeks, because I believe NYCC is still 4 weeks away. So I will keep an eye out for that. If you guys hear anything, let me know. And if there's any pop items that you are excited for, go in, give me a call in, or hit me up on Twitter, OMGFunko. I would love to hear what you have to say. But I'm going to sign off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next episode.